Continue 10 lines up from the bottom. Hantaf Lamed Amar Aleph. We've been discussing the halachas of Yayin Mevushal and the laws of Gilui. The Yayin Mevushal, there's no problem of Yayin Nesach, nor is there a problem of Gilui. Now the Gemara talks about a related halacha regards to the Gilui. Shemai Ashame de Rav Chilki Bartuve Igloi Hokista Demaya. There was a little measurement of water that was left overnight. Fahavonayim gaba, but he was sleeping by it. So the question is, if he's sleeping by the water which was revealed, are we concerned that a snake put his venom in the water? Or maybe because the person is there, the snake wouldn't bother, he would be scared of the human. Also lagabe derav chalke bartuve, amr le hare amru emas, yashain alehen, that the fear of somebody sleeping is on the snake, and they're not going to take a risk and put the venom into the water. But that Gemara qualifies, that's only in the daytime. But in the evening time, at night, lo, they're not going to be scared. They're not afraid that the person's going to wake up. But the Gemara answers, velohi, it's not true. Loshna biyamama, loshna bililya. Amos, yashin alehen, lo amrin. And we never say that they're afraid of humans. They're not. So if the cup is revealed, if it's, we're always going to prohibit the drink, whether it's daytime or nighttime. Of course, by the way, it's important to point out that this halacha of Gilui no longer applies. The halacha of Gilui, where it was a sakana, was only in a place where they were living, where snakes were prevalent. But our modern homes, unless you're living in Florida, okay, but even in Florida, it's probably not a problem. Snakes are not prevalent, and therefore there's no concern of Gilui. Where it continues, Rav lo shasi mibe arma'a. Rav didn't drink water from an Aramean's home. Amar, what was his rationale? He said, lo zhiri begilui, because they're careful with gilui. They don't keep halacha. And maybe their snake will put venom in the water, and they're not careful. I'm not sure why they wouldn't be careful, because that could hurt them, but okay. He didn't think they were careful enough. Mibe armalasa shasi, but he would drink water from the home of a Jewish widow. Why would you think that you shouldn't? Amar sircha de garba nikita. Well, he was concerned that maybe they didn't know the halacha because they were single now. They were living on their own. They didn't have a husband to teach them the halachas or remind them about the halachas. But he says, well, they remember what the husbands taught. Again, talking to about a different generation. Shmuel Ashasi Maya Mibear Malasa. Shmuel wouldn't drink water from the home of a Jewish widow. How could that be? Amar Lais La Emsa de Gavra. She has no more fear of her husband anymore since he's not around. So he didn't trust her. Velo Mechsaya Maya. They're not going to cover the water. Ava Mibear Ma Shasi. But he would drink from an Aramean's house. How is that? What would be the reason? He the Agilui lo kapi. Granted, they don't care about the halacha of Gilui. And maybe they're not concerned that the snake is going to put their venom into the water. But nevertheless, Amina Krusa miyakapti, they are concerned about cleanliness. So they're not going to leave the water uncovered, because if you leave it uncovered, who knows what can fall in. Any substance can fall into the drink, but since they're concerned about cleanliness, they'll always make sure to put on a cover. Ika de Amri, another way to understand the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, Rav lo shasi maya mibe arma aval mibe arma lo shasi, that Rav wouldn't drink water from an Aramean, but he would drink it from a widow. However, Shmuel lo shasi maya lo mibe arma velo mibe arma lo, he wouldn't drink from a widow's home, nor would he drink from an Aramean's home as well. So that is the machlokas, two ways to understand that idea between Rav and Shmuel. Nevertheless, the halacha of Gilui, which the Gemara spends a good amount of time on, nowadays, we're not makbid on it, but at the same time, it still is appropriate to cover the yayin or the water or whatever, not only just for the taste, it doesn't always taste as good when it's exposed to the air, but just to remember the halacha would be a nice thing to cover, and if you left it uncovered, you can still drink from it. Okay, the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Shalosh Yenos Hein. There are three types of wine. Ve'ein b'hem mishum gilui, that the laws of gilui don't apply to them. So here are now some exceptions. Ve'elu Hein, Chad, sharp, mar, bitter, matok, and sweet. Chad, what is considered sharp wine? Tila Harifa, de Matzri Zeki. it's so strong that it breaks the barrels. Mar, it's bitter yarnica. Yarnica, Rashi says, it's bad and bitter. So these are wines, again, snakes, at least the way the Gemara is describing it, are very particular on the types of wine that they're going to be drinking. Matuk, sweet wine, chulia. It's like very sweet. So these types of wines, Rashi explains, it's because of the sun, it dries the grapes, and the quality's not so great. So the way we're understanding it now is that certain inferior wines, we don't need to be concerned of gilui because the snakes aren't going for inferior wines. Rav Chama Masni Li'i Luya, Rav Chama actually learned these three exceptions as better wines, and still we're not concerned. Chad, what's sharp wine? Chamar upilpilin, it's wine and peppers. Mar, bitter apistinin, which the article translates as absinthe. Matuk, sweet Mayberg. Mayberg was some sort of very superior quality of wine. So these three superior wines were exceptions that the snakes wouldn't be putting their venom into, even though it was of good quality. Amrishim ben Lakish, Krina ain't Mishim Gili, trying to come up with another exception that a Krina wine is not fall under the prohibition of Gilui. My Krina, what is Krina? Amar Rabbi Yavo, Chamra Chalya, it's sweet wine, to Asi Mi Asya, that it comes from the town of Asya. That wine is so sweet, we're not concerned. Amar Rava, but Rava qualifies and says, Ube Mekomo Yeshbo Mishum Gilui. In Asya itself, there is a problem of Gilui. My Taima, why is that? Chamar Medinahu, because that's the wine, that's what they drink, that's the wine they drink in Asya. So snakes are used to that type of wine, so of course they're going to drink it. But when you take that wine from Asya and bring it to other places, well, the snakes are not used to it, they're not going to approach that wine and put their venom into it. Amar Rava, Hai Chamra de Akris, wine which is souring, Atlasa Yomi Yeshua Mishum Gilui Mishum Yainesach. For the first 3 days at this point, there's still an issue of Gilui and Yainesach because it's not fully vinegar. We already know from the previous Gemara from Daf Chav Test that vinegar is not subject to the laws of Yainesach. Mikan Ve'elach Ein Bo Mishum Gilui. But after 3 days, then there's no more Gilui anymore or Ve'ein Bo Mishum Yainesach and no Yainesach concern because again, it's already completely vinegar. Unardoi Amri Afila Labasar Tosayomi Chayshinan says Nardoi that even after 3 days we are concerned for Gilui for sure, because why? Even though it's turning into vinegar, Zimnin Demikri Vishasi, because you know sometimes snakes will drink it just because it's getting more to vinegar. You don't want to mess around with Sakana. As you say, Chamira Sakanta Me Isura, we take Sakana more seriously than Isura because of the potential danger to life. But with regards to Yain Nesach, it would seem to be that with regards to Yain Nesach, Nardoi would agree that after 3 days there wouldn't be a concern because it's essentially vinegar. So here again, we've tried to come up with certain exceptions for the laws of Gilui, that certain wines a snake wouldn't infect with his poison.